Another voice now, NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, to work through some more questions. Hi, Rob.
Hey there, Rachel.
So now we're hearing President Trump and Melania Trump both reportedly have mild symptoms of the coronavirus. We had been waiting for that because there had been a chance that they would just be asymptomatic. I mean, in the president's case, he is in a risk group, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the coronavirus can be serious for anybody at any age, but it's especially concerning for a man of President Trump's age. He's 74, and we all know that age is a big risk factor for developing serious complications from this virus. Older people are much more likely to be hospitalized and to die from COVID-19. And also, the president's weight is also an issue. He's definitely overweight and could be considered obese, which is considered another top risk factor. Now, that said, many people who get infected with the virus do not develop any symptoms. He's developed some, but even some people who develop symptoms, you know, never go on to get very sick and end up recovering. And even people who get seriously ill do recover. So there's no way to predict what's going to happen with any specific person with this virus.
Do we have a broader understanding of the president's health? I mean, besides his weight and his age?
So, you know, this president hasn't released as many details about his health as previous presidents, but his doctors have said that despite his age and weight, he is in excellent health. And, you know, he does take cholesterol medication to reduce his cholesterol levels, but he doesn't have any other health problems that would increase his risk. And the first lady, she's 50, so she's not in as high a risk group as the president.
I mean, as you just alluded to, this virus is so unpredictable, right? So even though the president and the first lady are developing symptoms, they could get better really quickly. Or, I mean, the virus sometimes hits people really hard days after they've been first infected.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's very, very variable and unpredictable. You know, some people can get sick really quickly. Other people can feel fine for a while before they develop symptoms. Still others, they could get sick and it seems like they're getting better. And then suddenly they crash and get really seriously ill. That, you know, you might remember that something like that happened with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He ended up in intensive care, but he did recover. So it's a very unpredictable infection.
We know that they're going to be staying at home at the White House, trying to stay away from people. How long could that take? How long should it take?
Yeah, so people who are infected with this virus are supposed to go into isolation to try to prevent them from spreading the virus. So stay away from other people, use a separate bathroom, wear a mask, don't share household items. You're supposed to do that for 10 days, but it can be cut short if they get two negative tests at least 24 hours apart. Anyone who develops symptoms like the Trumps are supposed to remain isolated for at least 10 days from when their symptoms first appeared, and it's been at least 24 hours since they've had a fever.
Okay. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, we appreciate that. Rob, thank you.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Rachel.